This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. We begin today in Utah, where dramatic new evidence has been unveiled in the assassination case of conservative activist Charlie Kirk. Tyler Robinson, the suspect accused of pulling the trigger, allegedly interacted directly with Turning Point USA staff members hours before the fatal shooting occurred. Robinson appeared in court Wednesday for the third day of a high-stakes preliminary hearing. Authorities accused Robinson of killing Kirk during a Turning Point USA rally on the campus of Utah Valley University back on September 10, 2025. On day two of those proceedings, which were streamed live, prosecutors introduced critical surveillance footage tracking the movements of an individual they insist is Robinson before and after the gunfire. David Hull, the Utah law enforcement agent who led the investigation into Kirk's murder, testified Tuesday that campus cameras tracked the suspect. Agent Hull noted that Robinson interacted with staff and even ate lunch at a Chick-fil-A on campus that afternoon.
At that time, he makes contact with some representatives from TPUSA.
So he goes up on campus, visits the amphitheater area, the courtyard or quad.
Correct. So he went to Chick-fil-A in the Sorensen building, purchased some food, sat and ate the food.
Though subsequent footage revealed the individual later changed his attire. Narrating over surveillance footage, prosecutor David Sturgill questioned Agent Hull about the visual evidence connecting Robinson to the scene.
You believe this is Mr. Robinson returning to campus?
I do, yes.
Okay. And what do you believe is Mr. Robinson?
The shoes are the same, and the images that we have are from my viewing and seeing Mr. Robinson on the video, it's the same person.
He's noticeably wearing different clothing.
He is wearing different clothing, and he also is walking with a gait or a limp in this video.
Beyond the clothing change, prosecutors presented shocking footage of an individual positioned on the roof of a campus building around the exact time of the shooting, who later lowered himself from the structure while holding an object. Sitting through this agonizing testimony was Kirk's widow, Erica Kirk, who has maintained her presence in the courtroom. The late activist's family is also in attendance, but frequently depart when witnesses detail Kirk's death. Ahead of the hearings this week, the Kirk family released a heartbreaking social media statement noting that every single court proceeding serves as a painful reminder of his death and the loss that has irrevocably impacted their lives and the lives of his children. They added that they remain deeply grateful for the outpouring of support, prayers, and kindness that has sustained them during the darkest days of their lives. More crime and justice news after this. In California, a stunning legal resolution has emerged for a Pasadena radiologist accused of intentionally driving his Tesla off a 250-foot cliff with his family inside the vehicle. 45-year-old Dharmesh Arvind Patel is no longer facing criminal charges after completing a 2-year mental health diversion program. Patel originally faced 3 counts of attempted murder following the January 2023 crash on a notorious stretch of Highway 1 known as Devil's Slide in San Mateo County near Pacifica, which injured his 41-year-old wife, Neha Patel, and their 2 children, a 7-year-old girl and a 4-year-old boy. Because Patel completed the program, his passport was returned and a no-harassment order lifted. San Mateo County District Attorney Steve Wagstaff issued a statement Tuesday, July 7th, explaining that under California law, Judge Cho had no discretion and was required to dismiss the charges entirely. During court proceedings, 2 doctors testified that Patel was experiencing a psychotic episode, believing his children were victims of sex trafficking. While the defense claimed major depressive disorder, prosecutors argued he would not benefit from diversion. The dismissal stands in contrast to the California Highway Patrol's initial finding of probable cause for an intentional act. Immediately after the plunge, multiple witnesses heard Neha tell paramedics her husband intentionally tried to kill them. However, Neha later stated, through defense attorney Josh Bentley, that she did not want him prosecuted. Patel has since surrendered his medical license. Finally, police in Maryland say a recent commercial burglary case delivered an instant dose of cosmic justice. Near the 9300 block of Baltimore National Pike in Ellicott City, 29-year-old Jalen Goddard allegedly smashed a window to rob a Verizon Wireless store, leaving behind blood evidence. He stole merchandise and ran outside, only to find his vehicle gone. Goddard had left his truck running across the street with keys inside, and another thief drove it away. Stranded, the suspect actually called police to report his stolen truck at the exact moment dispatchers received the store's burglary alarm. Officers reviewed surveillance footage, matched his cuts to the blood at the scene, and confronted him on camera.
So the gig's up. It's whether you want to be honest about stuff or not. You know what I mean?
I do.
All right.
They're not... truck? Oh, my God.
That's kind of some karma right there, ain't it?
Well, I left the keys in.
Yeah, that's some karma right there, dude.
For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.